published January 17, 2022. Hi Dr. Mercola. You've published a blog titled Yes, SARS-CoV-2 is a real virus. One of the sources you relied most heavily on for this claim is a recent blog by Steve Kirsch, which is really interesting because in that blog Steve admitted right off the top that he actually has no idea whether or not the alleged virus has even been isolated and that he relies on other people's opinions. I wrote an educational open letter to Steve Kirsch in response to that blog and strongly suggest you and your readers review it. Now in your blog you state that SARS-CoV-2 has been isolated, photographed, genetically sequenced, and exists as a pathogenic entity. I hope we can agree that a specific thing must be known to exist in order to know that it is pathogenic. Not believed, imagined, assumed, or wanted to exist, but known. Because otherwise it's impossible to establish even a correlation, let alone prove causation of anything. Yet nowhere in your blog did you present or cite any proof that the alleged RNA genome of 30,000 base pairs surrounded by a spiky protein shell actually exists. I'll briefly review some of the sources you've cited to explain why I say this. You start out with a video that features Jeremy Hammond insisting that the virus is real, has been isolated, and is a necessary factor in COVID-19. For the record, I had an extensive email exchange with Jeremy on this topic, between October 25 and November 14, 2020. I encourage you and your readers to review it. In this video, Jeremy made bold claims indeed. But despite stating that the virus existence issue is probably his biggest pet peeve, he came to this interview armed with zero sources showing that the alleged virus does exist. In fact, Jeremy cited no studies of any kind. Just unsubstantiated claims, and reliance on the beliefs of others. They could do this, they could do that. They can't do this, they can't do that. So-and-so says this, so-and-so says that. Instead, Jeremy insisted that the following is the gold standard for isolation of a disease-spreading virus: irrational and unscientific interpretation of cytopathic effects in a cell culture, typically malnourished monkey kidney cells to which toxic drugs have been added, and further contamination in the form of fetal bovine serum is added as food for the cells, along with a patient sample, not a purified sample of anything. This, in Jeremy's mind, establishes the existence and presence of a virus. Which is why he'd make a great virologist. Jeremy doesn't think like a scientist, and as I always point out, virology is not a science. And Jeremy lied through his teeth when he went along with the naive, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt, comment from his interviewer that virologists then pull the virus from the cell culture. It really is that simple. I challenge Jeremy or you, Dr. Mercola, to cite any study where a specific thing was pulled, even from a monkey/cow/human mixture aka cell culture, and shown scientifically to be a disease-spreading virus. And according to Jeremy, we just know what coronaviruses look like, despite the fact that no specific thing alleged to be a coronavirus has ever been purified from any patient sample, or even from a cell culture, so that it could be studied logically and scientifically. Who needs science? We just know these things. Jeremy insists that the CDC has isolated SARS-CoV-2. Well, yes they have according to the meaningless, anti-scientific approach to isolation used by Jeremy and virologists. But did the CDC researchers apply even a modicum of logic or scientific method and actually establish the existence of the alleged virus? That's an entirely different matter and the answer is a resounding no. The CDC's SARS-CoV-2 isolation study is just another example of the typical fraudulent monkey business, literally, that plagues our world. I have addressed the CDC study previously, and will address this same issue of virology's blatantly bogus isolation methods below. Jeremy carried on with more bizarre claims, that scientists never isolate/purify anything, and don't have the technology to purify things like alleged viruses. Jeremy also strangely implied that people, such as myself, who say that proof of a disease-spreading virus requires purification actually demand that the alleged virus be floating in a vacuum. Dr. Mercola, I've been involved in this issue for almost 2 years now and don't know a single man or woman who defines isolation/purification as floating in a vacuum. And I make explicitly clear in my Freedom of Information requests that this is not how I define isolation/purification. Below is a screenshot from a recent FOIA request to the CDC. They have no records, like all 164 other institutions in roughly 30 countries, that have been asked by people around the world. No one on the planet has purified a sample of the alleged virus from a diseased human, or knows of anyone who has, even though supposedly millions and millions of people are infected and spewing this virus every time they breath. And no, contrary to Jeremy's claim, it is not people such as Dr. Andrew Kaufman, or John Rappaport, or Dr. Sam and Mark Bailey, who bizarrely redefined the word isolation. It's virologists who redefined it, to mean mixing various complicated substances together and drawing wild conclusions, quite the opposite of its historical meaning. It's funny how everyone knows that isolate means separate when it comes to isolating humans, and the confusion only arises when it comes to theoretical viruses. And how a virologist's use of the word isolate gives the impression of legitimate science when nothing could be further from the truth. Dr. Mercola, I couldn't help but notice the unicorn in the background over the shoulder of Jeremy's interviewer. Was this video inserted into your blog as someone's idea of a joke? I mean, these people proved a virus no more than a unicorn, and unicorns are a popular analogy for imaginary viruses these days, thanks to Dr. Tom Cowan, and I can't for the life of me imagine why you would have purposely included this video when it's completely useless to anyone looking for proof of a virus. And no, Dr. Mercola, we are not confused. We're quite familiar with what virologists have been getting away with. As distressing as it is to do so, since you have chosen to rehash Steve Kirsch's summary of The Curious Science of Sabine Hazan, I will briefly address it once again, here, as I did in my educational open letter to Steve. To put it bluntly, Sabine Hazan's study is 100% useless and fraudulent. The RNA used in her sequencing was a genetic soup from various sources, including patients, and not shown to involve any alleged virus. She fabricated meaningless codes on a computer that have never been shown to correspond to anything in the physical realm and falsely passed these off of viral genomes. Sabine compared her meaningless sequencing results to the results of her utterly meaningless and fraudulent PCR tests, that she is quite secretive about, at least with me, that also have never been shown to have anything to do with a virus. Sabine comes unhinged when directly challenged on the validity of her so-called science. I encourage your readers to try this themselves and see what happens, and send me the results at kasik@gmail.com. Dr. Mercola, I also already addressed ATCC's very expensive and fraudulent virus product that you are now promoting as well, in my educational open letter to Steve Kirsch. Please be sure to review that section. It includes a buyer beware. From Dr. Saeed A. Qureshi, PhD, who spent 30-plus years as a scientist, as opposed to a virologist, with Health Canada. Dr. Mercola, I challenge you to track down the origin and contents of any ATCC SARS-CoV-2 product, as I did last year for the so-called SARS-CoV-2 isolate that is referred to as MUC-IMB-1 aka BOV-PAT-1 and sold by companies like EVA for €2000 per vial, and report back to your readers what you learn. Report the detailed methods that were used to allegedly verify that the product contains any disease-causing virus whatsoever. Regarding your claim that germ theory and terrain theory both have merit, can you prove with science that virology has any merit whatsoever? Please prove the existence of a specific physical thing alleged to be a disease-spreading COVID-19 virus/variant aka SARS-CoV-2 and prove that that specific thing spreads disease from host to host via natural modes of exposure in animals or humans. I challenge you to publish a study proving that such a thing exists. Show with science that only subjects that are exposed to that specific thing get COVID-19 respiratory disease, as claimed by Jeremy, whose wild unsubstantiated claims you are now disseminating. Dr. Mercola, as evidence that the virus has been isolated and sequenced, you are citing studies that rely in part on PCR tests. Without bothering to go into all the well-documented fatal flaws with these so-called tests, a little logic is in order. 1. It is impossible to validate any test without a gold standard. 2. It is impossible to validate any test claimed to confirm the presence of a virus, or a viral infection, before the alleged virus has been proven to exist. 3. It is impossible to validate any test claimed to confirm a viral disease before the alleged virus has been A. proven to exist and B. proven to cause the disease. Obviously, an indirect test for a virus cannot logically be used to prove the existence of the alleged virus. The test is what it is. In the case of PCR, in the very best case scenario, it is evidence of the presence of the very tiny target genetic sequence. Nothing more. Not a virus, not a genome, just a tiny little sequence. And cytopathic effects on a cell culture, any cell culture, are just that, effects. An effect is not the cause of the effect. And wild assumptions about the cause of the effect are just that, wild assumptions, not science. This is especially true when the cells in question have been malnourished by lowering the level of food for the cells, typically fetal bovine serum, and poisoning the cells with toxic drugs. Dr. Mercola, I am shocked that you actually published this quote from the sketchy, brief letter from Italy that you cited, as evidence that a virus has been sequenced. Veroe 6 aka monkey kidney, cell culture supernatants from passage 1, P1, of 4 isolates were collected, and RNA was extracted. First of all, as you seem to understand and as should be clear by now, isolates do not mean purified, isolated specimens in virology. Quite the opposite. In the case of SARS-CoV-2 studies, they are monkey-slash-cow-slash-human mixtures. And the authors are telling you in plain language that they extracted the RNA from the cell culture supernatants. Not from a purified specimen of an alleged virus. These authors are telling the world that they have a soup of genetic material, and are going to concoct on their computer a so-called viral genome out of the zillions of sequences that they, kinda, maybe, sorta, detect therein. Because this is virology, not science. Do we really need to discuss this any further? Dr. Mercola, fabricated genomes, meaningless, impossible to validate PCR tests, wild assumptions about the cause of effects on a malnourished/poisoned cell line, and arrows added to M images and pointing at particles that were never purified, never sequenced, never characterized, never studied with controlled experiments does not add up to science. Virology is not a science. Dr. Mercola, it is very distressing to see you promoting blatant pseudoscience that has been used for decades to fool and coerce people around the world in myriad ways, not limited to the utterly useless and harmful injections that have fraudulently been passed off as immunizations. Every time you, or someone like Peter McCulloch, do this, people such as myself have to spend hours clearing up all the confusion you have caused with the public. You need to do your due diligence, find and share the missing scientific proof of viruses, or retract your blog, apologize to your readers, and get on the right side of history. You've had 2 years already to figure this out. Hopefully the public will soon tire of relying on experts and simply read the ridiculous virus isolation studies for themselves. When that happens, this pseudoscience, which is really too generous a word, is finished forever. Best wishes. Christine Massey, MSc Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. PDF of my January 18, 2022 email to Dr. Mercola. https://www.floridafreepeel.ca/wp/content/upload/2022/01/open-letter-to-dr-mercola January 17, 2022.pdf. Enjoy these related resources. Virus isolation, is it real? Christine Massey in conversation with Dr. Tom Cowan. 1 million new COVID cases in 1 day. If everyone understood the implications of this revolutionary experiment. The non-existent virus, why I keep pounding on this. The scientific evidence for ending the COVID delusion. The Omicron deception. They won't put down the idol. The death of germ theory. Dr. Amanda Vollmer weighs in on germ theory, etc. Christine Massey reveals COVID-19 virus has never been isolated and shown to cause disease. New COVID scariant, fact or fiction? With Dr. Andrew Kaufman. Bombshell. PCR tests can't identify Delta variant, it's all fiction. So much for virus isolation and germ theory. Dr. Kelly Brogan, is HIV to AIDS what SARS-CoV-2 is to COVID? COVID-19 Myths webinar with Drs. Andrew Kaufman and Tom Cowan. Phase 2 of Lonka's experiments. How do virologists know there is a variant? COVID-19 virology fraud explained. COVID-19 does not exist. The true, albeit fictional, nature of the virus. The virus misconception, corona simple and understandable. Dr. Tom Cowan responds to critics of his position that virology is pseudoscience. Take that, germ theory. Fact check this. Show me the virus. Urgently needed, truthers to wake up half-truthers. COVID-19, the only bigger hoax here is germ theory. The most important article on COVID-19 you will ever read. COVID schmoove it. More truth pills to cure the germ theory blind spot. 21 facts that demolish the official COVID-19 narrative. Coronavirus smoking gun. The germ theory, a deadly fallacy.